This is David Flint for Can Do. We've long been saying that any asylum seeker coming from a safe third country, for example Indonesia, without a passport, should be assumed to be acting in bad faith. They shouldn't be allowed to seek asylum here. Now it's good to see the coalition has adopted our proposal. In the meantime, Australians are justifiably outraged by the case of Captain Emad. The ABC's Four Corners had tracked him down. A people smuggler, he entered Australia as an asylum seeker. The Gillard government's process had actually found him to be a refugee. He and members of his family were given government housing. Some were even on welfare. Now, as soon as the program aired, he decided to get out of the country, and the police let him go. They said they'd been watching him, but didn't have admissible evidence. Australians are concerned about the timidity of our police. Just recall the Australia Day riot. Instead of warning and then arresting the rioters, they engaged in the farce of carrying the Prime Minister out bodily to escape a few demonstrators. And by the way, the police have decided not to prosecute anybody over that riot. Just as some years ago, after the Cronulla Beach riots, the police refrained from even approaching a motorcade of heavily armed men who engaged in a vicious revenge mission across Sydney's southern suburbs. The police were quite happy to restrain the young rioters who were using their fists on Cronulla Beach, but they wouldn't touch the revenge motorcade, armed to the teeth with knives and machetes and other weapons, and who used them. Meanwhile, the people smugglers have delivered 18,500 clients to Australia since John Howard's solution was changed. 18,500 clients. Now, each one approved for asylum brings in about three or four others under the Gillard government's chain immigration policy. Most are still on welfare years after arriving. And how many are themselves people smugglers who've set up business here, operating even from government housing, and while they're on welfare? We're told the government has toughened its approval policy and only approving 50% or 60% of applications. But with reviews and appeals, about 75 to 80% of these are overruled. And who pays for these reviews and appeals? And who set up the system or hasn't changed it? Captain Emad must have left the country laughing. Now, is our federal government just incompetent? Or is this similar to policies advanced by the left in Europe? The new French president promised in the election to give the vote to non-citizens living in France and an amnesty to almost 500,000 illegal immigrants. Has the Gillard government and the previous Rudd government adopted a similar policy, what we call a votes for votes policy? This is David Flint for Can Do.